say, oh Lordy, this is a toughie. I would just say that are you proud of yourselves? If did you know what you were doing when you set up your company? Did you know that what the business model you chose was going to rip off so many people? And how can you market your product as high-end makeup when it just costs mere cents to make? I mean, as an ex-employee on record with the BBC saying that as well. And I'm trying to be polite here. I am. It's just tempting, but I just, yeah, that's very kind of you. I just don't know what these people are thinking, these people that are right at the top. So do they actually, when they go and create these companies, I mean, surely they must know what the end result's going to be. Surely they must know that it's going to basically exploit. What was the little spoof image? Exploit, undermine, violate. Yeah, it's not. A follower made it for me, and I put it in my blog. Yeah, I'm sure it is exploit, undermine, and violate. So it's in. It was a play on their logo, wasn't it? Uplift, empower, validate. I mean, it's just bull. It's just bull, isn't it? It's just. I don't actually. I can't get my head around them to this day. I can't. It all seems like, to me, I mean, I'm. Just this is just how I see it. It just seems like. Multi-level marketing schemes are just made by rich, predominantly white people, and it seems that it's a form of control to try and keep the poor poor. It make them have this false hope and false dreams of like living this wonderful, luxurious life that a lot of the top presenters like to portray, making. You too can have this pink Cadillac. Is it a pink Cadillac? Mary Kay car or whatever it is. Yeah, but they're trying to sell this dream that not everyone can have that because it's that structure, that pyramid-like triangular structure. You can't have everybody at the top because then the structure's going to collapse. You got to have people to tread on. Surely, you know, they must know that's the end result. That's all I really have to say to them at this point. But I just think of all the employees who are clearly assigned to look at anti-MLM stuff. Do you have any idea of the kind of mean, nasty company you're working for? I mean, surely you don't believe in the company values. I don't think it has any values. Let's be honest. Unless it's. Yeah. I guess to some, it's just a much needed paycheck. Which is fair, they're just trying to make a living, I get that. But damn. I have a question. I have a question. Can we do this again soon? Yes, but I did warn you I could talk for England, and looking at the clock, that is exactly what I did. Oh dear. Harry's going to have fun editing that. No problem. Third time lucky, third time's a charm. Okay, well. No problem. I mean, I would encourage anybody who is thinking about it, if they're thinking that maybe they just like to write an article, or maybe they want to write a blog as well, or a book, there's plenty of pathways. I mean, you could be a guest writer on Courtney's blog, for argument's sake. Yeah. Or like I said, start your own blog, start your own social media accounts. But there are a lot more voices now into the fray, which is great to see. And obviously there's this podcast, and I wish you great fortune with it. And I hope you'll be around for a long, long time. Because I think some people prefer listening too, don't they, rather than reading. So if you can give someone a resource where they can just sit and listen with the headphones on or driving home in their car, that's whatever works. And it's working so far. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a good laugh. Yeah, I'd say for now, if anyone is very keen to get in contact with me, the best way to do it is through Courtney at the moment. I do need to get my arse in gear and actually check my accounts and my website. The website's still live and still running, that's the main thing.